There are no new test results for today, but there are some changes that were announced at Monday's COVID-19 briefing. Radio KMAN's Felicia Rankin-Solins explains.
Banks are now experiencing an overload of customers and are switching to a new system like the supermarkets have done to lessen crowds.
And therefore, as of tomorrow, only persons with surnames beginning with L to Z should attend the banks, and those with surnames A to K on Wednesday. So it'll be Monday and Wednesday for A to K, Tuesday and Thursday for L to Z. Friday will be open to all customers.
Premier Alden McLaughlin gave an update on how supermarket wait times have improved.
The supermarkets have gone very well today so far. They are not the long queues outside, which were a major problem initially.
The premier had positive reviews on the Cayman Islands' adjustment to curfews.
Overall, I think we are quite happy with the way the curfews, both soft and hard, are going. Things have certainly improved significantly.
However, he fears there are still too many people needlessly on the streets.
There are still, we believe, more cars on the road than need to be during the soft curfew.
For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
We'll have more on the curfew in just a couple of moments, but first, world-renowned global media company Forbes recently wrote an online article commending the Cayman Islands for its quick action and for valuing its people most during the COVID-19 crisis.
Of course, you feel good that the actions you've taken have been recognized. I'm very grateful to the author of it, and I actually sent her a thank you note.
Premier McLaughlin says he's pleased with the acknowledgement, but also says we have only just begun to face this.
We are just at the start in Cayman, nowhere near the end. So what I would love to be able to happen is that Forbes or somebody else were able to write an article at the end when this is all over and saying Cayman has come through this shining and there's not been a single death of a local person and all is well. Until that happens, we can't rest on our laurels.
The premier says the encouragement is appreciated, but we cannot become complacent. Health Minister, the Honorable Duane Seymour, says Cayman's medical community is working together to minimize the impact of COVID-19.
When we look at our country's facilities as a whole, we have 3 hospitals. Our bed capacity across these facilities is 246, with approximately 32 ventilators. Those numbers will be expanded with further orders of equipment and PPE arriving this week.
That personal protective equipment is key to ensuring that Cayman is as prepared as possible. While the primary emphasis remains on preventing or minimizing community transmission, of which we have no actual evidence just yet, the medical community and government is also making other preparations. The Health Services Authority has already begun scouting for potential locations to house additional patients should our hospitals fill up.
Corona preparedness plan includes various phases based on the worst case scenario. We're anticipating that we won't see that worst case scenario with the measures that government has put in place. However, we are looking at another building for an overflow. Once the hospitals are full to capacity, we will be able to open another building.
HSA CEO Lizette Yearwood. HSA, by the way, has also released new clinic hours during the soft curfew. You can find the full list at radiokman.gov.ky under community events. Police Commissioner Derek Byrne says the hard curfew operated well on Sunday night at almost full compliance once again. Commissioner Byrne says there were no significant policing issues arising from 6 a.m. Sunday morning to 6 a.m. this morning.
Little Cayman, no issues arising at all. Cayman BRAC, 12 interceptions by police, 1 person found in breach of curfew, warrant for prosecution, no requirement to arrest. Grand Cayman, 83 interceptions made by police, 2 persons found in breach. This incident involved 2 persons in a vehicle while the driver was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. He will be charged with road traffic offences and breach of curfew. His female passenger was also in breach of curfew and has been warned for prosecution.
Looking at this morning from 6 a.m. during the soft curfew, the commissioner says it's an indication that the message is getting through to the community.
Traffic is flowing well. Strategic police checkpoints are in place and they are proving effective across Grand Cayman. Business at the supermarkets is brisk, but is well controlled, well managed, and having spoken to a lot of the supermarket operators or retailers, plenty of stock, no need for any panic. There is a small amount of activity on the beach and that's associated with persons out moving around for exercise, nothing like we saw on Saturday.
However, the commissioner did express concerns about the amount of speeding we're seeing on the roads.
It's becoming a problem. We are receiving an awful lot of reports of people travelling at excessive speeds. Please stay within the speed limits. Do not put other road users in danger. And we repeat, stay at home, Cayman. If you do not need to be on the road during the hard or the soft curfew, you should not be on the road. And I remind everyone again, hard curfew returns at 7 p.m. this evening.
As of 6 a.m. this morning, three persons were found to be in breach of curfew. One person was arrested during the course of a commission of a crime, and another person committed road traffic offenses and was also in breach of curfew. There was one other person found traveling in breach of the curfew as well. Commissioner Byrne said the three will be dealt with by way of prosecution at a later date. His Excellency the Governor says an air bridge has been set up and testing equipment is on its way from the UK. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego has more.
His Excellency Governor Martin Roper confirms the air bridge between the overseas territories and the UK.
Although the airport is closed, I have got the Premier's agreement and the agreement of the Foreign and Commonwealth Office to bring in a British Airways flight next week. We don't know which day, but it will be the first half of next week. And I think this is a strong signal of support from the UK to its overseas territories.
During Monday's COVID-19 briefing, Governor Roper says the British Airways flight will arrive in Grand Cayman via Bermuda early next week. There will be a charge for tickets and costs are still being worked out. His Excellency says the Foreign Office will subsidise some of the costs.
And this flight is for anyone who needs to return to the UK urgently. It's not just for British nationals or for visitors, anybody who wishes to go to the UK.
This flight is extremely important, Governor Roper says, as it will be bringing the UK and the Foreign and Commonwealth Office's funded consignment of protective personal equipment.
There will be space on the inward flight for any Caymanians in London who need to return to Cayman. Of course, they will need to self-isolate on return, as previous returning residents have had to do.
Seats on the flight will be limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis, with consideration given to any compassionate cases. As it relates to testing, His Excellency says they are exploring a number of avenues. While they can't give details, Governor Roper says they've been in touch with a number of people about the possibility of using this BA flight to bring some of that equipment in. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
If you have an emergency and need to travel, you can contact the Emergency Travel Helpline. The number is 244-3333. You can also email emergencytravel@gov.ky. For Caymanians in London who want to come back home, you're encouraged to call the UK Cayman Islands Government Office. The number is 440-207-491-77772. Or you can email info@cigouk.ky. An investigation is underway into a fire Thursday night in Birch Tree Hill. The Cayman Islands Fire Service was called out to what it described as a well-developed structural property fire at 10:36 p.m. Crews arrived on the scene 8 minutes after receiving the 911 dispatch call and found an elderly gentleman had escaped the property prior to their arrival. But the wooden structure and adjacent trailered boat were both destroyed by the flames. The elderly gentleman is staying with family. Chief Fire Officer Paul Walker says it's important for residents to take extra care in their homes right now. The current restrictions related to COVID-19 may lead to increased home cooking and an increased risk of fire. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office works out a deal with local telecoms so that you can keep up to date with the latest government information on COVID-19 for free. Ofreg says during the COVID-19 pandemic, residents do need access to accurate official information, and that's available through the government's website at gov.ky/coronavirus. There will be no data charges for mobile customers who use their mobile phones to access the GOV website. In an effort to support Caymanian students at home and overseas, the Cayman Connection Network is hosting an initiative called Virtual Yard Meetups, Zoom calls to get students to talk about their situations and ask for assistance and community support.
In conjunction with the government office, we are basically coordinating an online community effort by way of Zoom calls where Caymanians who are overseas and feel isolated, far from home, can ring in hear a friendly Cayman voice, be in touch with government or other Caymanians who are in very similar situations.
CCUK's Kate Candia says it can be a very difficult time, and they're hoping students find a sense of community at the virtual meetups.
And it's a very safe, friendly environment for people to discuss their situations, to talk about their concerns, and also ask for help. Tell us where it is that they're struggling or what issues they have. It's a really difficult time to be far from home, so we just want to make sure they know that there is a community out there for them.
Ms. Candia says the Cayman Connection membership isn't just for students, but is for all Caymanians overseas. But students in particular are encouraged to join the virtual community for support. To sign up, check out caymanconnection.org/caymanianstayingoverseas. So Cayman is moving into its third week of homeschooling and self-isolation, and some families may be feeling that three-week itch. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller spoke with education and programs manager at Cayman Drama Society, Kirsty O'Sullivan, to see if she had a few tips that might relieve the pressure.
So Kirsty, I know you're the acting coach at Cayman Drama Society. What's been going on over there?
I run our section called K-Stage, which is our classes and workshops, acting for all. And at the moment, our classes, like most or now all, have taken a break so that we can all stay safe and protect our community as best as we can. But that doesn't mean that our creativity needs to stop. So a lot of people have a kind of creative energy and they get really frustrated with these times at home if they're not using that.
So while you do have adult classes, most of your students are children. And do you have any tips for, you know, parents who have kids who might be feeling this creative energy frustration?
So these are just a couple of basic ideas you can use at home. I've been sharing them on our Facebook page, which is Cayman Acting on Facebook, or you can search for K-Stage, and on our Cayman Drama Society Instagram and Twitter. You can find them under Cayman Drama Society. And the first one's really simple. It's a what should happen next. So you can use this for anything from breaking up screen time if you're watching too many movies or TV shows, or for lessons like history, English, anything where you're having to read any kind of story, whether it's fact or fiction. You just stop it partway through the lesson or partway through the show and ask what should happen next, or what do we think would happen next. And this can be a verbal discussion using our creative brain to mix with logic, or it can be physical. So you can have young people or adults, and you can create a little performance of it, or even draw a poster of what would happen next. Whatever it takes to not let everything just wash over you and actually engage your brain in a different way is really, really useful. And the second one is a story stick, as I call it, where you choose an object. So it can be a soft toy, it can be anything. I mean, if all you have is a pen, it can be a pen. And whoever is holding it is the storyteller. So they start with Once Upon a Time, and then you pass that round, whatever size your group is, it might just be two of you. And you keep adding bits to the story as soon as someone's finished. And if you need a bit more structure than that, you can do one sentence at a time. And when you get to the end of that story, you've created your own story. You can extend that activity. You can draw. You can turn that into create a poster for our book, or a cover for our book. Or you can write a blurb of your story. Or you can physically create the book version of your story. Or you can rehearse and perform it. You'll be surprised how easy it is for children to create a performance. It's what they do in the playground. It's what we do when we play doctors and nurses and mummies and daddies. There's more performance in all of us than we ever give ourselves credit for.
That's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller speaking with Cayman Drama Society Education and Programs Manager Kirsty O'Sullivan. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.